Brighton Festival 2018.
We are here on Radio Reverb talking now about Charlotte Vincent. Now, if you remember, in the 2017 Brighton Festival, Charlotte Vincent of Vincent Dance Company created Virgin Territory, which was a video installation which looked at what it's like for young women, especially, to live in the digital era. Area in the digital area, beautiful. Now she's made
era, try era,
something like that.
Or area, yeah. It's fine. Yes.
I just kind of made a new word.
Yeah. Well done.
And now she's made Shutdown, a multi-screen video installation at Onca Gallery, featuring dance, spoken word, and rap, exploring masculinity and its pressures and contradictions. It features a cast which includes local teenagers, one of whom is the 16-year-old rapper Ebb and Flow. So Bruce Guthrie of Radio Reverb's Mental Health Matters show met up with Charlotte and started by asking how the Me Too movement had coincided with her work.
Okay, so there may be a fashion, some would say, for opening up a public discourse on mental health. And I wondered really what your niggles or bugbears there might be around the trending topics of Me Too, Time to Talk, or indeed Mental Health Matters.
I feel very validated by the Me Too and the Time's Up and all the rest of it campaigns, because I have been, through my work, placing the female experience on stage for 30 years. And I've been in and out of trendy times for that as a feminist maker, as a woman who wants to put the female experience more in the spotlight. And so now, for me, it's quite extraordinary. We made Virgin Territory, which is all about gender inequality, all about grooming and abusive power of men over young girls particularly. And 6 months later, the Me Too campaign exploded just as I was working on a male piece about toxic masculinity. So as we were making Shutdown, there were images in the press of Donald Trump. You know, one was imagining him in his dressing gown in hotel rooms. You know, we were referring directly to Guardian, Observer, Telegraph, whatever reports about his behaviour.
That's beyond fashion, isn't it, actually?
It's beyond fashion. It's total zeitgeist. I mean, I felt totally validated with this exploration of toxic and other forms of masculinity in the context where the leader of the free world is behaving in such a way and being called on it.
And vindicated, presumably, for I've been doing this a long time, and now,
yes.
it's not necessarily my time, but it's our time. Now.
I mean, I think what I meant by validated, I suppose, is it does go in and out of fashion, the desire for gender equality. You know, in the 90s, when I first started, we were out there doing the feminist thing on the back of the third wave of feminism, and now we're in the sort of fourth or fifth or whatever wave we're on now.
Depending on where you are in society.
Yes, exactly. And I think I was talking to a young student this morning about this, that in the noughties, I think it was very unfashionable to be a feminist in that, for the younger generation. And I would teach dance, and young women would be turning up with hair and makeup and not want to roll on the floor and not want to get dirty, and, you know, because it was all beginning to be about the image, about Instagram. But now I think with this new wave of understanding that women can be more than their appearance, and we all know that, but there are periods in time where that seems to be the be-all and the end-all, women are looking for different role models, and the women in power are calling this misogyny that's been going on for so long. And I think young women now in 2018 are kind of going, hang on a minute, this isn't right. Let's stand up against it and let's try and surf the wave of this latest tranche of feminism.
So, Charlotte, who do you really want to see this? If you could make someone watch this, you know, who do you want to see this?
People that don't normally go to the theatre. And
because
by that I mean white, middle-class, rich people. Because I think there is a big drive, and I am absolutely behind it at the moment, from the funders to diversify our audiences, to diversify our collaborators, to diversify who is in the work and who sees the work and who the work's about. And so part of Vincent Dance Theatre's strategy, which has been going on for several years now, but consolidated with this next 4 years of funding, is very much about working with vulnerable members of the community, hard to reach, in inverted commas, groups, that their voices are heard within the work, and actually they become collaborators, but they also, at the end of the process, see the work, and some of them indeed are even in it. So, for example, Shutdown's a great example of, we worked in collaboration with Audio Active, which is this brilliant music organisation, working with young people and sort of urban culture in Brighton. And we ended up working with three or four of their young men. And their words and their raps became part of the soundtrack that my composer Jules Maxwell then integrated into the work. And then a young man called Eben Flo, who is a spoken word rapper, artist, he's in the work. And he did it with no rehearsal. He came in for two rehearsals. I directed him via email about what to write. He wrote this fantastic stuff.
I know.
And he was the hit of the show.
I've heard it.
Yeah, it's mixing it up a bit. And so to answer your question, I really hope the Audio Active guys come in to see their work. So I'm trying to integrate some of the sort of community social engagement work into the, give them a platform in the festival.
You've come for this, now look at that.
That's the normal dance audience, the film, dance, live art, festival audience. I'm hoping that, yeah, exactly, that they'll see my work, the professional work, and then they'll stumble downstairs and really hear the authentic voices of young men with challenging backgrounds who have made this amazing work that will be displayed downstairs.
Charlotte Vincent of Vincent Dance Company talking to Bruce Guthrie from Radio Reverb's Mental Health Matters. Shutdown is at Onca Gallery by St Peter's Church from Wednesday through to Sunday, 12 noon till 6 p.m. It's absolutely free and it's your last chance to see it this week.
And I have to remember to go and see more of it. I've dipped into it twice now. It's really good. It's really powerful.
I'm going to go.
It's
a
multi-screen installation with all male performers. So variously fighting, dancing, spoken word, speaking to the camera. It's really, really cleverly put together piece. And I think everybody should go and see it. Fantastic, fantastic show. So thank you for reminding me, Bruce Guthrie, that I must go and see a bit more of it. And actually sitting there for a whole hour and watch it all go.
Go through it all. That's the thing, isn't it, with installations. You want to take the whole thing
in. Sure. So that is your last chance.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.